Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Tuesday, which means Redskins Survivor on Grant and Danny. You vote a Redskin off the island, you give a player immunity. Go to facebook.com/Grant and Danny now to vote. We started the year with 17 players, 8 on offense, 8 on defense, and a kicker. We are down now with 5 games remaining to 6 Redskins after you vote somebody off and give somebody immunity. Go to facebook.com/Grant and Danny. Cast your ballot now. We will tell you who we're voting off, who we're giving immunity a little bit later in the show. As we welcome you back on G&D, let's do this. 5 games left for the Redskins. Danny, you and I can rank them in terms of how difficult they'll be to win, 5-1. But we want your calls on what is the hardest game left on the schedule. And the reason for this topic is simple. If the Redskins lose again, they are almost certainly not getting into the playoffs. That's where we're at 5-6. If they go 9-7, while an amazing accomplishment perhaps while looking through the lens of the injuries and the schedule, if they go 9-7, they're not going to be able to force their way in via wild card.
In all likelihood, yeah.
Because there's going to be a 10-win team, whether that be Seattle or that be the Rams or probably an NFC South team like Atlanta, somebody like that. However, if they get to 10-6, they'll probably very likely have the tiebreaker with the strength of schedule and the conference record at that point and 3 division wins they will have banked down the stretch. So they'll suddenly have some tiebreakers in their favor. So call us, 800-636-1067. Which game is going to give them the biggest problems if one of them is a stumbling block? So let's go 5-1 with basically the easiest to the hardest game remaining.
Okay, even though we've got some bad history here, and even though Cousins has struggled against the New York Giants, and I don't think it's just a coincidence. I think you've got a big enough sample now to know that whatever something about what they do and how they play and their coverages and their defense, the Redskins' offense is not going to look good against the New York Giants on the road in week number 17 when the Giants have nothing to play for. The dead cat is bouncing.
Well, the Redskins couldn't lose a week 17 game with a lot on the line to the Giants when the Giants have nothing to play for.
And they were literally just handing it off, running dive plays, hoping to end the game without injury.
Oh, wait, that happened last season.
It happened.
No, what's funny is I've got the Giants 5th as well.
And so it's I understand all that, but just the Giants are just so bad.
If you get to week 17 and that team, this is unlike getting ready for the playoffs where the feeling in your building last year when you're an 11-win team is culturally proficient and sound and everyone's going about their business and kind of tuning up for the playoffs. This is the opposite. This is guys are booking vacations and there's people going on cruises the next day and you don't really care because it's the last week of school and summer break is coming. You cannot, you will not lose that week 17 game if there's something on the line. I thoroughly feel that way and believe that. Number 4, what is the next easiest game remaining for the Redskins?
So I wouldn't have said this a while ago, but this is the way it is now. Denver is a disaster too. That defense has fallen off basically because they've quit knowing that their offense stinks so much. They are not the same group. That was a top 5 defensive unit for half the year, and they finally just said, our offense is going to screw us over, and they've been lax over the last several weeks. But that team is terrible. They've got a terrible quarterback, whoever it happens to be it Lynch or Simeon or someone I haven't even thought of, and Osweiler comes to town, the Redskins should be able to win that game. Should, but yes.
In fairness to Denver's defense, they have given up 20 to Cincinnati and 21 to Oakland the last 2 weeks. From a scoring defense standpoint, put in some bad positions on turnovers with an offense that can't move the ball, losing the field position battle, that's actually a job really well done, I feel like. Now, the week before that, it was 41 to the Patriots, and before that, it was 51 to the Eagles.
And that's kind of what I can't unsee.
Absolutely. But very recently, they're playing hard on defense. I actually have Denver 2nd easiest on my list as well because of the quarterback situation.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're going to be playing... Maybe it's Paxton Lynch again at that point. I'm not sure about his injury. I know he's been ruled out for this coming week, but how long he'll be out into the future, that's a team you shouldn't lose to. It's just a good matchup because if you stop their running game with C.J. Anderson, which wasn't all, and isn't all that good, hasn't been all season long, now all of a sudden one of their passers has to beat you. Do you really think they can do that? That's a game where I think the Redskins can play good defense, get to 23 or 24, and find a way to win. So I'm going to put that fourth. I've got the Cardinals third. Similarly, the Cardinals, which is a home game, have a terrible quarterback situation right now. Carson Palmer's injury has given way to Drew Stanton as a backup. And what you see is that Drew Stanton is out and Blaine Gabbert has come on. Now, he has played admirably,
He's been fine, yeah.
He hasn't been treacherous in any way. But if you can't beat Blaine Gabbert at home with a team, again, that is largely checking out on the season, what are we doing here? I would put the Cardinals smack dab in the middle as the third toughest remaining game ahead of the Broncos, who I think you beat a little bit easier, and the Giants, which is, I think, going to be the closest thing to a cakewalk.
I almost did a hipster move and moved the Cardinals up. Here's why. David Johnson might be back for that game.
They've ruled him out for the season, I thought.
I thought he was on his way back. I could have read that incorrectly. That
because
he was
he's on my fantasy team, I'm pretty sure I saw within the last couple of days that they said he will not return.
That they ultimately ruled him out? Okay, so then I stand corrected if that's the case.
Yeah, but here's the story from November 22nd, so about a week ago. David Johnson will not return this season.
Oh, well, that changes.
So you don't have to worry about that.
So I think I read something even the day before that said he's working out and there's a chance the window is open. Okay, whatever. So strike that from the record then. But they've got some playmakers. They've got the Patrick Petersons of the world. They've got Larry Fitzgerald. They've got a couple guys that can do it. And they can't do it consistently because, again, their quarterback isn't as good. And defensively, they've lost too many Calais Campbells and too many glue guys. But there are still some ballers on that squad. And that's what scares me a little bit about the Arizona Cardinals. So that's why I've got them ahead of Denver, even though Denver's kind of got the same thing, but their quarterback situation and their offense is that much worse, if that makes any sense. So I've got Arizona as a, if you're not careful, mind your P's and Q's, they could get you.
So far, by the way, we have the exact same list.
Yeah.
And all three of our games are in the final 3 weeks of the season. And matter of fact, they're actually in the order just about that they're going to be played. Cardinals week 15, Broncos week 16, Giants week 17. So here then comes the big question. What is the hardest game remaining on their schedule? This week at the Cowboys or next week at the Chargers?
We shouldn't gloss over this Cowboys game. We should not. This is not easy. I know the Cowboys' offense has looked terrible, but they haven't gotten a chance to go against the Redskins' defense here of late. I think more points will be had, more plays will be made here than they were over the last couple weeks. Now, are they scoring 35 on you? Hopefully not. If they are, then the conversation's all moot. That said, the Chargers are playing great football right now. That's a top five pass rush in the league between Bosa and Ingram. They've got 19 sacks. Offensively, it's the Keenan Allen show with Melvin Gordon, this kid Eckler. I don't know how to say his name
Austin
exactly right.
Austin Eckler.
It's a lot of checkdowns and a lot of draws to him. He's there, Chris Thompson. He's emerged. Phil Rivers is putting the ball where it's supposed to go. Hunter Henry is a pretty decent weapon. They've always got a counterpunch. That's a pretty good club. They've
Five
got a shot
and
at
one
making
in
the
their
playoffs.
Last six.
Yeah, they got a shot. And a couple of those early losses, again, were a chip shot field goal that was missed, bad coaching, clock management stuff, just disastrous, tumultuous things early on. That team is pretty good.
With the Chiefs free-falling, I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility they could win the AFC West.
Not at all.
I mean, they stay hot, get to 9-7. You could absolutely see that. The Chargers is the toughest remaining game next week. Cowboys right there behind them. And that is not to say that this is going to be a easy game against Dallas, because I don't think that's the case at all. I think this is a toss-up. There's a reason why Vegas basically says this is a 50-50 matchup, other than who has the home field advantage, Dallas. But we have the exact same lists. Next week at the Chargers. This week at the Cowboys. Then you've got the Cardinals, the Broncos, and the Giants in East Rutherford to wrap up the year, our rankings of the five remaining games in order of easiest to toughest. How would you guys rank that list? 800-636-1067. And give us your most difficult and your least difficult remaining game. Remember, the Redskins very likely need to get to 10-6, go 5-0 down the stretch to make the playoffs. Joe Gibbs style, 5-0, or we don't go. Grant and Danny on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.